Hill show will end production this spring. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 35. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 15. Sunshine on Thursday with a high of 39 and clear skies and cooler throughout Thursday night with a low around 7. Still more sunshine on Friday with our high of 37 and partly cloudy skies over Friday night with a low around 26. A nice warm up on Saturday, sunny with a high of 49 and 27 Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 12.
Kansas Mid-America and Everett News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Kansas continues to celebrate Kansas Day for its 162nd birthday that happened on Sunday this week. And Jonathan Earle, author, historian, dean of Roger Hartfield Ogden Honors College and Louisiana State University, along with former professor at University of Kansas, came to speak regarding the history of Kansas and its impact on the nation.
I'm not sure any other state has a day that people all around the state know that that's the day that their state entered the Union. It's a little special around here, and I published probably 25 articles on Kansas history while I was here at KU. It continues to be a research interest of mine, and I was invited, most importantly, so I'm always happy to come back. And a lot of people don't know that our state's birth and Abraham Lincoln's national prominence as a politician are very closely linked. Quite literally, several of the things I'm going to talk about happened in this building. This is a building where the territorial legislature met, where they hammered out a fraudulent pro-slavery constitution.
Mid-America Network News.
Start the new year off right by making sure your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 794-3430. Windows, siding, roofing, 794-3430. Remodeling, Burwell Construction can handle it at 794-3430. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
For 2022, farmers have many choices regarding seed. Stepping over the line shouldn't be one of them. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance thanks U.S. farmers for buying new professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers to ensure new seed innovations continue to show up on your farm. Without your support and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to meet your needs and continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED. Tip.
A resident from Goodland, Kansas has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for the death of a three-month-old back in 2020. It News reports that Attorney General Chris Kobach has prosecuted 28-year-old Stephen Johnson and been sentenced on Monday this week to 61 months of involuntary manslaughter and 43 months for child abuse and the death of a three-month-old from back in the year 2020. During the court hearings, Johnson pleaded no contest to the charges. In other news, police are still investigating after a body had been found on the streets of Salina over the weekend. Cake News reports that Salina police found the body around 1 a.m. back on January 28th after a resident reported finding the body near the 1900 block of North 5th Street. So far, police have identified the body as Brendan Thomas Wade Reed, a 20-year-old resident from Hayes, Kansas, and the next of kin have been notified as the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. Currently, no suspects have been announced in the investigation from police. The body has been sent to the coroner for an autopsy for the cause of death as well. Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention at the federal level has officially partnered with the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services to help create a new school nursing scholars program in these states. As they say, they're looking to try and help some of the shortages in the nursing industry within Nebraska. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the Nebraska Medical Center has been granted a $915,000 grant to give to the UNMC nursing students, as the program allows nursing students to have the chance to be placed throughout K-12 schools across the state and be exposed to a broad overview of public health issues at the local level. The program will require students to participate in a comprehensive program, including the needs for assessments, school testing, health education, along with additional support to keep the general population safe. The start of the program will be accessible to 25 nursing students across all five UNMC campuses at no cost, beginning in the spring semester of 2023. Mid-America Network News.
Right now at the Ashley Home Store, $100 will hold any of the specials on layaway until your taxes come in, or choose an LG 86-inch smart TV, an Ashley 7-piece queen bedroom set, an LG washer and dryer set, an Ashley sectional with dual recliners, or a Samsung 4-door refrigerator. All marked $11.98 or $49 per month. Interest-free for 24 months with approved credit. As always, hundreds of items in stock and free shipping to your house within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A lawsuit will go to district court in Marshall County as the Greenbelt Express transmission line is challenged. A 5-year section of the Evelyn Biswell Trust, located southeast of Home City, is being sought by eminent domain as Greenbelt is pursuing a high-voltage transmission line that will transfer power from the southwest Kansas wind farms to states further east. The proposed route runs into Washington County, then through Marshall and Nemahal counties, along a line mostly south of U.S. 36 Highway. The case is scheduled for hearing March 7th. AT&T has updated the current project on U.S. 36 and 9th Street in Marysville, as well as a future project at 8th and Center. The current project is nearly complete. AT&T has a similar project, may begin soon. AT&T will not be working with the current contractor following completion of the current work and will instead use Young Backhoe with hopes the project will go smoother and quicker. For a period of time, sections of the highway and adjacent side streets may also be shut down as they're connecting the two projects. City Council raised concern with street blockage and delays at their last meeting, noting the city is bound by easement rights for AT&T. On a related project, crews with Blue Valley Technologies are continuing extension of fiber to home with work split into multiple phases. Residents and customers can expect contact from representatives as well as mailings as work in specific neighborhoods is scheduled. KNDY was among many U.S. radio stations challenged this week by a suspected ransomware attack on the Skyview satellite networks, which retransmit audio for ABC and CBS News, among others. The issues appeared Monday morning, and by midday were creating programming issues with KNDY stations. Temporary fixes have been established as a longer-term solution is being resolved. This affects our ABC radio network on KNDY. Soil Conservation District winners in Marshall County were recognized during the annual meeting last week and include Banker Soil Awards to Adam, Alice Dressman, Ivan and Marilyn Dressman, Darren and Ashley Jacobson, Morgan, Moe and Lindsay Wanklin, Larry and Rhonda Wassenberg, Ryan and Angie Wassenberg. The Banker's Windbreak Award went to Craig and Kelly Harries, and the Grassland Award to Todd and Tracy Cromie. In Washington County, Ron and Donna Schmitz received the Range Management Award, Greg Cooney, Soil Conservation, and Ron Klataski and Marjorie Pape, the Wildlife Award. Winter formal was Saturday at Marysville High School with Muriel Tambo, crowned queen, and Thomas Barron's king. At Hanover, the queen, Jamie Bruna, and king, Dean Lupin, were crowned Friday. And at Frankfurt, winter formal queen was Clara Key and king, Delvin Helmricks. Marysville Chamber and Main Street annual meeting and celebration will be this Saturday, February 4th at 6 p.m. at the Arts Center in Marysville. Reservations are requested. Tickets are $20 each. From Stacy Mayer at the Chamber Main Street office. Guest speaker will be Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development. His weekly radio program, Kansas Profile, airs each Saturday morning on KNDY. Annual Chamber Main Street meeting this Saturday in Marysville at the Arts Center at 6. Tickets available at the Chamber Main Street office. Ralph Miller, age 89, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 5, at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Ralph Miller. Larry M. Heenick, age 71, of rural Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Larry Heenick. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Monterey chicken, a biscuit, sweet potatoes, peas, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, meatloaf, Baby Baker's, garden blend, and plums. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures still warming up throughout the region today. Sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper teens. More sunshine on Thursday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. And staying slightly cooler throughout Thursday night, clear skies with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Slightly breezy on Friday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And staying extremely mild throughout Friday night, partly cloudy skies with our lows in the mid-20s and mid-30s. Temperatures will continue to rise as we head into the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Clear skies Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Still staying sunny on Sunday with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. And partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. And still staying dry and sunny throughout early next week. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early February, 41. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 19. And the record low, 16 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:34. Sunset this evening at 5:47. It's 12 degrees on this first day in February, Wednesday. That's check of the morning news and weather. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville at 907 Broadway and in Beatrice at 115 North 6th Street. Tuesday night basketball action in girls play. Riley County beat Marysville 48-18. Clay Center over Chapman 42-33 and Concordia down Clifton Clyde 46-45. Hanover girls beat Valley Heights 52-44. Frankfort over Blue Valley 71-37. Donovan West topped Axtell 76-33. Lynn girls over Washington County 51-26. And Centralia beat Troy 46-37. In boys action, Marysville over Riley County, 54-34. Clifton Clyde took Concordia, 46-42. Hanover boys topped Valley Heights, 55-26. Blue Valley took Frankfort, 76-52. Axtell over Donovan West, 44-21. Lynn boys took Washington County, 52-46.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, today is Wednesday, February the 1st, but let's take a look back at yesterday before we look at today. Overreaction to yesterday's rally, making the markets a bit defensive. Repositioning did take place during the day, and here's what we ended up with on Tuesday. March corn, 679 and three quarters. Your fodder. Quarters. That's up five. Kansas City wheat for May, 871 three quarters, and that's up 4.5. Minneapolis wheat for March, 921 three quarters. That's up a quarter. Minneapolis wheat for May, 915, which is flat. Oats for March, 394. That's up 2.5. May oats, 387, and that's flat. Taking a look at soybeans for March, 1538. What is your final? That's up 2.75. May soybeans, 1530 1/4. That's up 3/4. Soybean meal for March, $44.20. That's down $4.50. Soybean oil for March, $62.33. Final price, it's up $1.01. Cotton for March, $86.22. Final price, that's up $1.12. Cotton for May, $86.95. And that's up $1.21. Taking a look at live cattle for February, $158.85. Your final price, that's up 10 cents. Feeder cattle for March, $186.15. That's up $2.22.5. Now, as I said previously, yes, there was some repositioning that happened in the markets yesterday because it was the last day of the month. This being the first day of the month, it's going to be very interesting to see exactly if that affects the markets today. And as always, we will keep you up to date throughout the entire day today on the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is just what you need for the holidays hangover.
Cash.
Get rid of your hangover Saturday nights in January.
$1,500 drawings every 30 minutes beginning at 7:30 p.m.
Leading up to a $20,000 grand prize
on January 28th.
What's not won adds to the progressive drive.
The biggest jackpots.
The most cash giveaways.
That's why Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort
is the home
of life-changing prizes.
Be here Saturdays in January.
Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort.
Where the winner play.
Hey, Clay, you talk a lot about OEM parts. What exactly is OEM?
That's a great question. OEM stands for Original Equipment Manufacturer. These parts are coming directly from the manufacturer of your vehicle. But the more important question is, what does it matter to you? At the end of the day, the safety of your vehicle is reliant on the parts that we use and the repairs of your vehicle. That's why at Best Body Shop, we use 100% OEM parts on 100% of the repairs.
Call 316-516-3827 or go online to BestBodyShopInWichita.com.
Listed as threatened by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in November, the lesser prairie chicken and producers' rights have been a hot topic of debate. I'm Leah Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist Drew Ricketts provides information on what the threatened status of this species entails for Kansas producers.
Non-incidental take would be intentional take, like hunting, when we're referring to things that inadvertently resulted in the death of a threatened or endangered species, like a cow stepping on a lesser prairie chicken nest. Those would be incidental take because they're by accident. The Fish and Wildlife Service recognizes that if we weren't producing cattle on those rangelands, or sheep or goats, those rangelands would be used for another purpose and that they would no longer likely be maintained as prairie. And that's critical for the lesser prairie chicken. Also, the act of grazing by cattle creates plant diversity. So grazing is a critical part of the existence of lesser prairie chickens. So that 4D rule, it's designed to avoid take, but it acknowledges that there may be some take at a small scale to do things that are going to favor the species.
Ricketts explains how returning CRP land into production would be affected.
The other thing we need to think about is expired CRP grass. So expired CRP that has been cropland within the last 5 years would be included under normal agricultural practices and most likely could be broken back out and would not be considered incidental take. if anybody within the Lesser Prairie Chicken range is considering breaking out CRP that's expired and hasn't been tilled in the last 5 years, then they really should reach out to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Ricketts goes on to discuss the 4D exemption and who qualifies.
One of the provisions of the 4D rule is that if there is a grazing plan in place approved by a plan developer, we are covered for incidental take. So what that would mean is we don't have to worry about ramifications if we did accidentally run over a lesser prairie chicken nest when we're checking cattle and those sorts of things. Anybody who's going to develop a plan must be approved by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service as a developer. Anybody who wishes to be considered, fill out the application, talk about the things that would allow them to write a good plan, and then the Fish and Wildlife Service consider whether or not that person will be approved. These plans have to consider things like soils, past management of that particular parcel, precipitation in the area. It's not a prairie chicken grazing plan. It's not a range management plan. It is a plan to meet this 4D exemption. Any producer who has been grazing cattle for very long in western Kansas likely qualifies as someone who should be an approved plan developer and should apply.
That was Drew Ricketts, K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist, explaining the implications of the lesser prairie chicken being classified as threatened. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Ag Outlook 23 airs again this Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. on KNDY. It's an outlook for the farmers and ranchers as far as livestock and grain prospects for the year ahead. Ag Outlook 23, hosted by the Mid-America Ag Network, airing again this Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. on KNDY. Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Expecting consignments for this week's sale. For sale listings, find their website. Contact any of their fieldmen for additional information or to consign cattle with Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
A clear night in February will provide some glorious stargazing opportunities. We have the month's highlights today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 1st, the 32nd day of the year. Actor Clark Gable was born on this day in 1901. Sky watchers should have eyes on the sky starting on the 3rd when the moon meets Pollux, the brighter of the legendary Gemini twins. Mars, dimming but still very bright, remains above Taurus's famous orange star, Aldebaran, and outshines it. From the 7th to the 28th, brightening Venus draws closer to Jupiter. On the 27th, the crescent moon closely meets Mars, while Venus and Jupiter meet up nearby. On the 28th, the night's brightest stars begin to merge to create an amazing configuration. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy online at almanac.com.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
728 from KNDY. It's 12 degrees as we kick off the month of February. Warm-up trend continues. Highs well into the 30s forecast today.
Kansas.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. After the one-point loss in overtime last time for the Sunflower State Showdown, the Kansas Jayhawks topped the Kansas State Wildcats last night, sitting 90-78 for the final score, bringing the Jayhawks back up to the number 8 slot in the national AP polls. The Wildcats have dropped down to the number 7 slot. It was a strong start for the Jayhawks overall as the first quarter wrapped up with 49 points on the board for the Jayhawks. The Wildcats only able to put 37 on the board by the second half. They were evenly matched at 41. Jalen Wilson for the Jayhawks had a strong game with 20 points on the board, 8 rebounds and 4 assists, with the number 3 guard Harris putting 18 points on the board with 2 assists. On the Wildcat side, Keontae Johnson ended up having a strong night, also with 22 points on the board and 12 rebounds. Marquise Noel had 23 points for the night with 3 rebounds and 4 assists. With the loss for the Wildcats, they dropped down to the number 2 slot in the Big 12 Conference. The Jayhawks are back up to the number 3 position. The Texas Longhorns are currently sitting at number 1. The 2023 AARP Community Challenge Grant Program is now accepting applications. The program is open to eligible nonprofits and government organizations. The grants fund quick action, innovative projects related to public spaces, transportation, housing, digital connections, community resilience, diversity and inclusion, and more. In this year, the program features 2 new funding opportunities for demonstration projects and micro grants. For more information and to apply by the March 15th deadline, visit online at aarp.org/community-challenge. Challenge paid for by AARP.
Shocker Basketball needs you in the Roundhouse. Come experience one of the top college basketball atmospheres in the nation for yourself and be a part of the best fan base there is. Single game and discounted group rate tickets for all remaining Shocker men's and women's basketball games are available for purchase now. Get yours at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker ticket office at 316-978-FANS. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS. Go Shocks!
After getting their redemption from the Cincinnati Bengals and going into Super Bowl 57 against the Philadelphia Eagles, the Kansas City Chiefs have beat the odds and proved themselves yet again with a superstar quarterback, and many of the sports pundits say it could be a record-winning year for the Chiefs.
After a shocking defeat to the Bengals in last year's AFC title game, the Chiefs get revenge and reach their 3rd Super Bowl in the last 4 seasons. Mahomes beating Burrow on essentially one leg will add yet another iconic chapter to this quarterback's already legendary resume. Let's remember, some pundits had the Chiefs finishing dead last in the supposed loaded AFC West coming into the year. But instead of reminiscing, they retooled and reinvented themselves. Travis Kelce put together one of the greatest seasons ever by a tight end. All because Andy Reid continued to show why he's a Hall of Fame head coach. Now both Reid and Mahomes are back in the Super Bowl, just 2 years after experiencing their most embarrassing defeat together. This Super Bowl in the desert offers redemption and an opportunity for the Chiefs to truly inch closer to dynasty status and being labeled as the team of the decade. That's what's at stake.
That audio from azcentral.com, Mid-American Network Sports.
Marysville boys win at Riley County 54-34. Bulldogs a double-digit lead early on, and Riley County cut that lead to 2 early in the second half. Marysville opened up with a 25-9 run in the fourth quarter for the win, led by Jack Lauer with 17 points. Willow Totten double figures with 10 as the Bulldogs win their second straight, improving to 12-2. Riley County's Eli Harmison had 13 points. Falcons fall to 4-10. Marysville 54, Riley County 34. Marysville girls never got started. We're down 18-2 at the end of the first quarter, and they lost 48-18 in the opener. C.J. Rignell with 15 points, Anna Lambert scores 13 for Riley, improving to 8-6. Marysville led by Lindsey Dressman with 8 as the Bulldogs fall to 4-10. Riley County 48, Marysville 18, the girls' final Tuesday. Bulldogs back at home in league play, hosting Abilene Friday. Reporting for KDY Sports, I'm Bruce Deerfield.
Tuesday night basketball action in girls' play. Riley County beat Marysville 48-18. Clay Center over Chapman 42-33 and Concordia down Clifton Clyde 46-45. Hanover girls beat Valley Heights 52-44. Frankfort over Blue Valley 71-37. Donovan West topped Axtell 76-33. Lynn girls over Washington County 51-26. And Centralia beat Troy 46-37. In boys action, Marysville over Riley County, 54-34. Clifton Clyde took Concordia, 46-42. Hanover boys topped Valley Heights, 55-26. Blue Valley took Frankfort, 76-52. Axtell over Donovan West, 44-21. Lynn boys took Washington County, 52-46.
KNDY.
Well, I don't do things like I used to. Well, I don't stay gone like I used to. Well, I don't drop the ball, let everything go wrong. No, I don't do things like I used to. Well, I wake up every morning glad another day is starting to start my day with a kiss and a cup of coffee. Man, I sure don't want to leave. Hit my hands and knees. Yeah, thank God he made a woman love a man like me. Well, I'd do anything, girl, to keep you forever in these arms. I'm gonna hold you. Well, I've come to understand just how lucky I am. Just can't explain how much I need you.